Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the blood series is a sign for exemption. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 12 and verse 13. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. In the next few episodes, I will, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, be talking about the blood of Jesus and how we can practically use it as a weapon in our everyday life. Now, the entire Bible is a story of Jesus. There is a picture of Jesus in practically every book of the Bible. One of the most intriguing stories to me in the Bible is the story of Israel's exodus from Egypt. If you are familiar with that story, you'll recall that the ruler of Egypt had refused to let the children of Israel go, even after God had sent 9 severe plagues upon their land in judgment. There was going to be a 10th plague. God was sending a destroying angel to go through the land to kill all the firstborns. This was God's joker. It was like his master stroke. But before he carried out this judgment upon Egypt, he asked his own people, the Israelites, to kill a lamb. They called it the Passover lamb. Pour out the blood of this lamb in a bowl. Take some of that blood and mark the doorposts and the lintels of their houses. The lamb in that story in Exodus was really a type of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 5:7 tells us clearly that Jesus is our own Passover lamb. Now listen to what God said to the Israelites about the blood of the Passover lamb they were to kill. He said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." The blood on their doors exempted them from the evil that came upon the rest of the land. The very first thing I want to point out about the blood of Jesus is this. It works as a sign or a mark that will exempt the one that has it from evil. This is as true today as it was on that night in Egypt. If you will apply the blood of Jesus in faith, the blood of your own Passover lamb to your body, your house, and your family, it is impossible for any plague to come near you. As long as there was blood on the doorposts and the lintels of any house, the destroying angel was restrained. Today, the world is being ravaged by a deadly virus, just as deadly as whatever was killing people in Egypt was in that day. If, like the Israelites did, you take advantage by faith of the blood of your Passover lamb, you will be safe. My dear listeners, there is power in the blood of Jesus to exempt you from any kind of plague, including the COVID-19 scourge. But not just that, the blood of Jesus can exempt you from absolutely any kind of evil. In the next episode, we'll look at how to practically apply this blood. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. We can never thank you enough. Please take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.